Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is 45 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are refusing to play this new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over their airport monitors.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refused to fund the federal government.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the video propaganda. The shutdown brings uncertainty to tens of millions of retirees who were supposed to hear today about their Social Security cost of living adjustment. That information has been delayed probably now until next week. This is ABC News. Tear gas was used on protesters on Chicago's South Side after a high-speed Border Patrol chase of a driver suspected of being in the country illegally. ICE says he ran into a Border Patrol vehicle. President Trump threatening to move next year's World Cup matches out of suburban Boston, claiming parts of that city have been taken over by unrest. The president says the latest strike on a boat near Venezuela is lawful.
Venezuela says the latest U.S. strike on a suspected drug boat is a violation of international rights. But President Trump says the U.S. attacked the boat in international waters, killing six drug traffickers. It's the fifth U.S. missile strike on a boat off Venezuela in recent months.
ABC's Faith Abube. A mosquito bite has infected a person from Long Island with an illness that New York State officials say hasn't been seen in the U.S. in 6 years. The chikungunya virus brings aches and chills, rarely death. It's been spreading in China. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. A check of the weather forecast coming up in a moment from WRCO Radio today. So we head on and about our merry way. We might have to make our own kind of sunshine a little bit today before some pretty good weather coming up for this weekend later on.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
We're in Maine Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Maine Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunch goers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscadet Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high near 60 today. Some sprinkles giving way to mainly cloudy skies. Maybe a bit of patchy drizzle again tonight. And a low of 46. Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer. A 30% chance of spotty showers with a high of 67. Friday, 75 with isolated showers possible during the day. And Saturday, mostly cloudy and a 40% chance of showers with a high of 69. All total, about a tenth of an inch of rain since midnight. Since yesterday, 25 one-hundredths. Here at the WRCO studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, southwest wind is at 3 and it's 45 degrees. From WRCO Radio, good morning. Here's Blake Shelton.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Blake Shelton on WRCO. She's probably in Texas. Some things to celebrate today. It's I Love Lucy Day, a day that is annually observed and goes back to the beginning of one of the most iconic shows in television history. It's Breast Health Day, Global Hand Washing Day. Some of the things we talked about yesterday with Evan Ewing about washing hands and those kind of things as we get a little bit into that that season where we really have to kind of be aware and take care. It's also International Day of Rural Women Day. My Mom is a Student Day. It's Chicken Cacciatore Day. Oh, my goodness, so many things to celebrate. National Pug Dog Day. National Roast Pheasant. Wow. Goes on and on. It's National White Cane Safety Day. So there are some important, serious days in to go along with some of the really goofy ones, too. And National Real Sugar Day. Okay. I'll go along with that. Real sugar in my bottles of ski. Today is National Lemon Bar Day. Oh, takes me back to what my mama used to make. She used to make some outstanding desserts. And by the way, yesterday was National Dessert Day. So it's hard for me to say what my favorite dessert that she used to make. Probably apple pie. Apple pie, absolutely. Or custard pie. But she used to make a mean lemon bar as well. A little powdered sugar on top of that thing. Good stuff. And last but not least, it is National Cheese Curd Day. Oh, yeah. So celebrate accordingly. Fried or just regular. I prefer them real fresh, not fried, fresh, and never refrigerated. That's the thing. Do not buy them if they're refrigerated. Or if you do, you can salvage them by putting them in the microwave for about 5 seconds there. That's a cheese curd tip. Scotty McCrary featuring Hootie and the Blowfish on WRCO.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky.
I more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run, not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late, but I heard right now you're dancing with little Miss Jane. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should've put your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new.
Charlie Pierce and WRCO and a truck on fire, 719. Some Fact or Hanko coming up. Some tips from one of our helpful callers talking about cheese curds, suggesting that it's wrong to put them in the microwave for a few seconds if they've been put in the cooler first. They're saying tap water. Put your curd in a bowl and then just some warm tap water over the curd and then drain the water off. Maybe add a little salt. Yeah, that probably makes sense, I would guess. Or just don't ever put them in the cooler. No, I mean, I've had curd sitting out in a bag for days, and you get that curd juice at the bottom, you know, and maybe a little bit of a smell, but ooh, it's good, good stuff. Today is National Cheese Curd Day. I don't know whether Henry Bray, we'll have to see whether when he learned about curd, probably when he migrated north.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Dunkin' Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
From managing chronic lung conditions to providing emergency care in our critical access hospital, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has an elite team of respiratory therapists helping patients of all ages to breathe easier. From the first breath to the last and every breath in between, they are here for you. If you have any sort of breathing issue, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. They never take your breath for granted.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating. The folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Here is the Star of Stars. Hank Bray.
What, is Joanne or Bo here?
No, just you, man.
Oh, how are you doing, bud?
I'm well.
You had a good game last night, a good match.
Rally wins.
I beat you to bed.
Yeah, I got home early for once for volleyball.
Anyway, yeah, but what time did you get home?
About 9.
Really? I beat you to bed by an hour.
Yeah.
I was asleep early.
Got a chance to listen to some of the Brewers and then watch them swinging at mosquitoes and things like that. So.
Yeah, I don't even think they hit a skeeter last night. I didn't watch one inning, not one pitch.
It's, incredible pitching. You know, you got a guy, the first full game in the playoffs in a while. But, you know, if you're the batting coach and you coached high school baseball.
Oh, yes. It's very frustrating.
I'd be up there telling them to bunt. And I realize that, they got an incredible third baseman. He's going to make the plays. But you make them at least make the plays.
Right.
You know,
high school.
Make contact.
High school, that short game works.
Yeah. And they'll tell you if you're in a hitting slump, bunting
helps
way
you.
To come
yes,
out of
yes,
it.
Yes, it so, is. Because you're seeing the ball.
But have the Brewers called us? No, they haven't called for advice.
I'm waiting for the phone call today.
Me too.
So anyway, they got a long trip, wrong flight today. And
I think they're going to go out there and they're going to win a game or two, I hope.
Yeah, 100%. At least bring it back to Milwaukee.
They have to. All right. So when did you first learn of cheese curds?
When I moved up here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And speaking of cheese curds, I was at a ball game on Friday night. They sell deep fried cheese curds.
Really?
Yep, and they're hot. I mean, we were at halftime, and the old boy comes out, and dumps on a plate. He goes, "We treat all the officials the same around here." And I go, "Even the good ones?" He goes, "We haven't found any."
yeah.
but anyway, we set them right there in front of us. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and Vernon, Tim and Brandon. I had like one, and they each had like 10.
Right.
But because I'm the smallest now.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Do you see what I'm saying? I got to fight for my food.
Yeah, I suppose. Right. Makes you hungrier.
Yeah.
How does that affect the reffing in the second half?
It didn't matter.
Bogged down by cheese curds.
It didn't matter.
No, okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. I remember a few of the fellas from the South that would come up for Star Spangled Celebration, some of the managers and some of the players or whatever. And they had hospitality backstage.
Right.
And I remember one fella asking me one time, "Hey, where y'all got any more of them cheese cruds?" Might have been a little dyslexic.
Yeah,
or something.
Maybe.
Cheese cruds.
Cheese cruds, yeah. They're really good, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't ever remember seeing them in Arkansas.
Probably not. Yeah, so. And the other thing they'd ask for, "Hey, y'all got any more of them spicy wieners?" Brats.
Those brats, yes.
Spicy wieners.
Spicy wieners, uh-huh. Yeah. If you're looking for game day food, though, go check out the Richland Locker. They got a heck of a sale going on right now.
Absolutely. So, for your tailgate party.
Yes, 100%. So they have everything you need. So besides us.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody really needs us that much.
No. Trust me, I can attest to that.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Factor Henkel.
Big plans for tonight?
Tonight? I'm trying to think. I'm home, so probably just.
Will June have a list for you?
I don't know. I played John Denver this morning, so maybe that means I'll get the night off. I don't know.
Don't you get every night off, though?
Well, pretty much.
That's what I thought. Poor June.
Mm-hmm.
Poor June. Gary Nada, a student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now, I did pretty good on those words.
Yeah, not bad.
Invented a clock that rolls away and hides after an alarm goes off. Is that Hanko or Facto?
I'll say that's true.
It is true. You can switch off what you can't find. You can't switch off what you can't find.
Oh.
It's an alarming invention.
So how do you find it to set it, I wonder?
That's a great point. Hey, come here.
Come here.
You got to catch that thing.
Oh, my.
Wounds infested with maggots heal quickly and spread without the gangrene or other infection.
That is absolutely true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
I've heard that. That's a old school way of healing something else, but I'll take their word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually put maggots in the Civil War. They actually put maggots on wounds and stuff where they wouldn't have to lose their legs, their arms, or what have you.
I remember reading that.
Yeah.
That would be awful, though.
As long as there's no flies coming out of me, I'm good.
Well, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Ew.
Snakes are venomous, not poisonous.
Snakes are venomous, not poisonous.
An animal is considered poisonous when eating or touching it makes you sick. An animal is considered poisonous when eating or touching it makes you sick.
Okay.
Okay. Such as toads. An animal is venomous if being bitten or injected makes you sick. Such as snakes, jellyfish, and spiders.
Okay.
What do you think?
So that's, I'm guessing that's fact.
It is true. It is true. So I'm just letting you know it's one of those things that people need to know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So don't pet Phil.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a real problem. So.
Woodpeckers don't get headaches because their nerves in their head are unable to sense pain. We talked about how the woodpecker protects its little brain.
I don't think that's true.
It's not true. Woodpeckers have an extra bone that wraps around their skull, protecting their tiny brains each time they pick. Bird brain. Yeah.
It's the Woody Woodpecker Show.
That's a great show. It's a great love Woody.
I haven't seen it since I was a wee knee, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A wee knee and a woodpecker.
Long time ago.
Yeah, that's. Oh. So did I tell you about my mole problem again?
Is it still?
Really?
Well, there's a little bit of rain softened the ground.
They're back with a vengeance.
Really?
Yeah. So you know, I tell you, I got my big spork. I got a harpoon. I got a 6-inch harpoon.
You're going mole hunting.
I've been out there every day and haven't stabbed one.
What about your foot? Have you gotten that yet?
No, close, but no.
Okay.
But I did have a kid say, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm looking for moles." He goes, "You're never going to find them like that."
Huh?
I said, "I already know this." But just let me have my fun.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So anyway, so I've smashed all my molehills down, okay? It actually kind of looked like, what is it, what I want to say, it kind of looks like...
Surface of the moon?
No, kind of like little landmines all over my yard.
Oh, the landmines, yeah. Okay.
It's not. It's just on the side of my yard. So I've put, I got some stuff from Chet's, I've got some mole killer from Walsh's, and I did that last night. I got some gas, put some gas in there.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Your whole block's going to blow up.
And then you know, you put that... the stuff down that kills your grubs and everything. I don't like killing my earthworms, though, and that kills them, but I got to get rid of the moles.
Huh.
So
just driving you crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts. Yeah. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, well, they're probably getting ready to hibernate here pretty soon.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And they usually go in my yard.
Uh-huh.
But if they do, I'm digging.
Huh. I wonder if one of these Cooking with Hanks episodes could be a mole stew or something.
if I've only caught two, but today... when I get home, I've smashed all my hills down. So I'm going to start from the front to the back if they're up. And I'm going to get me one today.
Huh.
I'm afraid to hear what the little guy's going to sound like once I pull him out of the ground with his harpoon.
You rotten little...
No, he won't. Nope. There'll be six holes in him.
Oh, you know, you got to get yourself a good dog. Cause
I have two good dogs.
The old farm dog used to...
Oh, they used to
pull them right out of the ground.
Oh my goodness! They'd follow the track.
Right.
You'd see the dirt flying and the whole tunnel.
Now, your dogs are just show dogs. You got to get a real.
My dogs are not show dogs.
You got to get a real rough, tough farm dog.
My dogs would. They're basically alarm dogs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Even when the refrigerator ice drops in the middle of the night.
Uh huh.
Oh, someone's here.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Very good dogs.
I don't know that I'd put up with that.
What would you do?
I'd
get rid of the ice maker?
Yeah. Muzzle.
In 2023, artist Harrison Marshall moved into a converted dumpster in London and aimed to live there for a year.
Wow. I don't think that's true.
Huh? It's true,
is
Phil.
It really?
Yes. It's a bit trashy, but intended to get people thinking about cost of living problems in London.
Huh.
Think about it, though.
No, I guess it wouldn't be too bad. If it rained, the water would run right down on you, though.
Yeah, we're gonna do the last question about football.
Okay? All right.
American football player Travis Kelce was fined $10 million for his heated interaction with Coach Randy Reed at Super Bowl 58.
Well, first of all, it wasn't Randy. Andy.
Andy, yeah, sorry.
And second of all, that'd be way too steep. I'm going to say that's not true.
It is. It's a bunch of Hanko. Did you make a snap decision? Kelce has spoken about the incident, describing his outburst as unacceptable. He took responsibility for his actions.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I will tell you, Mr. Fabulous, our own guy, is not a big fan of Taylor Swift.
He's not?
No. And I think what he told me one time, he goes, she's run football.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Oh, boy. Oh,
that's Tim, though. Yeah. I wouldn't have him any other way.
And all I can say is, I mean, and I'll buy her music, but that's the media that
100%.
Made a spectacle out of her being at the game.
If they never showed
her on camera, it wouldn't be.
They did that the other night, too.
I know.
So.
I know. So she's got every right to be there, and
100%.
I think she's a talented musician.
But the thing of it is, I think it actually helps football a little bit.
Oh, it probably does.
So you get all especially the Chiefs.
Non-football fans.
100%.
Are watching it, but it's not her fault.
Right? No, it's not her fault. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, but
no,
I'm going to go Swiffer Sweeper right now.
Oh, so. Yeah, there you go. That's the closest you are.
Yeah,
Swiffer Sweeping.
Yeah, I'm Swiffer Sweeping, buddy. Have a good day. Be kind, my friend.
Tank Bray.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer a full continuum of care, which means as your needs change, so can your levels of support. From independent apartments, assisted living, and a skilled nursing unit, we offer seamless support every step of the way. Just because your needs may change doesn't mean your home needs to as well. Call 608-647-8931 for more information.
Just out Richland Center, such Chicken Ridge Farm. The pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Youngins can bounce, slide, maze, climb, and splash at the bubble barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking prettier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The snack shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
This day in history, Napoleon, the deposed French emperor, arrived on the British-ruled South Atlantic island of St. Helena, where he spent the last years of his life in exile. Other iconic moments on the 15th of October, the first debate of its kind took place between vice presidential nominees Democrat Walter F. Mondale and Republican Bob Dole faced off in Houston. And in 1991, it was close, but they did confirm Clarence Thomas to the U.S. Supreme Court, 52-48, 1991. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to The Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top-name brands to hard-to-find sizes, The Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, Kenny Muller from Lori and the Gang, Noah Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, also to Noah from Lori and the Gang, Gene Clark from Park Street Christian Church, Brittany Murr from Park Street Christian. Have a great day today from your friends at Schmidt Woodland Hills, residents and staff, to Norma Jean Clark and Bill Groves. Happy birthday, Kenny Muller, Jeff Sutton, and Olivia Sharp from Little Willow Birthday Club. Also, happy birthday wishes from Bloom City's Town Crier to Seth Doman, to Jan Brockway Johnson. Also, happy anniversary, Paul and Lou Kretz, and Jerry and Sue McCleary, And happy birthday to Fred Dillon. Fred Dillon with a birthday wish as well from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And happy birthday. Hope your day is good. This from Kate and Amy and Adam and April and Hallie and Jenna. And to celebrate, a quick trip downtown is going to be featuring a Fred Dillon meet and greet today. So stop by and maybe get his autograph, get a picture, a selfie with him. That's fine, too. Won't cost you anything. And just say happy birthday and then just tell him, Mr. Dillon, we're in this together. And he'll know what you mean. Mr. Dillon, we're in this together. Happy birthday, Fred. Happy birthday wishes to Sarah Bell from Mom. Also, Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Wishing the best to Tommy Franklin, Carol Cradwell, Stacy Schultz, and Dean Tisdale. Happy anniversary to Billy and Jesse Barr, Wes and Kara Clevin, to Doug and Vicki Myers, Mark and Pam Puckett, and Don and Carla Scott. Happy anniversary as well to Tim and Kay Watson. Happy anniversary to my wife, Lou Kretz, from your husband, Paul, as we have a happy anniversary wish. In fact, I think we had one on yesterday that may have been erroneously labeled or dated or put in the wrong file, but well, they're celebrating all week. Lots of love to Lou and from Paul. Happy anniversary, Dennis and Jean Peterson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Today, the RC Lions with a birthday wish for Colson Clary, to Isaiah Jones, Brittany Murr, also to Jamie Tracy and Gabby Cosgrove, and Nathan Elvin. Happy anniversary, Paul and Lou Kretz, and Dennis and Deborah Muller. And happy anniversary wishes today as we salute everybody celebrating. Congratulations and best wishes to everybody celebrating, and thanks for sending those along to us.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This Wednesday is sale day at Richland Center Livestock Auction. Make plans to be there Wednesday, October 15th at 11:30 a.m. coming from Vernon County. 19 head of dairy heifers from a colored milking herd that was dispersed here last year. You'll find Swiss, red and white, Jersey, Ayrshire, and milking shorthorn breeding and crosses, all AI bred and headlock adapted. They're 8 bred springing, 4 shortbred, 7 open heifers ready to breed, plus a red and white lineback dry cow included. Breeding dates and sires are provided. These are nice, well-managed cattle. That's just part of the lineup. There'll be fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out. Join the crowd this Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. for another big dairy sale at Richland Center Livestock Auction.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Phil, me wishing you the best. Joanne standing by with the news, and we'll have more for you next hour. Sports and trivia, a couple of my favorite things.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Morning. It is a rainy 46 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Our forecast calls for light rain or drizzle ending by late morning, mainly cloudy, a high of 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy drizzle possible, a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, we have received 28 hundredths of an inch of rain, and it's 46 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Executive and Finance Committee approved moving forward with the 2026 proposed budget for Richland County to the full Board of Supervisors at last night's meeting. It proposes a county tax levy of $6,735,590, a library tax levy of $209,465, a county bridge aid levy of $37,820, a chargeback levy of $990, and a county debt levy of $3,836,165. The sum of $10,820,031 would be used in levied upon all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes for the year 2026. Concerning an ambulance service in the county, the committee approved an interim memorandum to provide ambulance services in place of the current contract through March 31, 2026. On October 7th, City Administrator Ashley Oliphant requested that the current memorandum be extended for an additional 3 months to provide the opportunity to develop and implement a transition plan for ambulance services. Administrator Oliphant shared that the city cannot afford the rates set in the current contract, and if they remain at that level, they will not be able to continue to utilize the Richland County Ambulance Service. If the City of Richland Center is no longer contributing to the service, the county cannot sustain the service. An interim memorandum will allow for a productive and effective transition for the community. Services would continue to be provided until, at the latest, March 31, 2026. This time will allow for discussions on the creation of a district or negotiations to bring in another entity to provide the service for all townships. The county ambulance has unused funding assistance program money from 2024 and 25 that must be used on specific items. The committee approved moving forward on the purchase of a new LifePak 35 cardiac monitor. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been named one of Modern Healthcare's best places to work for 2025, earning an impressive 34th national ranking. This marks RAMC's highest placement to date, moving up from 44th in 2024. Modern Healthcare's Best Places to Work list recognizes healthcare organizations that create positive, engaging workplaces where employees feel valued. RAMC's rising rank highlights the organization's continued commitment to building a supportive, collaborative, and innovative environment where team members can thrive every day. Food assistance programs in Wisconsin could soon be impacted by the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials warned that the Food Share and Women, Infants, and Children programs will no longer be fully funded come November if the government shutdown continues. DHS says roughly 700,000 Wisconsinites receive Food Share benefits and 59,000 families receive WIC funding. The programs are funded through the end of October. Tuesday marked the 14th day of the federal government shutdown. A new study shows gun violence against minorities is rising in Wisconsin. A report from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort and the Violence Policy Center shows 762 people died by guns in 2023. That includes 502 suicides and 236 homicides. Wave says deaths among Hispanics have increased over 50% from 2021 to 2023, and suicides among Black Wisconsinites have tripled since 2018. Black residents are also 40 times more likely to be killed by a firearm than white residents. Wave Assistant Director Nick Matuszewski says legislators need to take action on background checks, extreme risk laws, and community intervention efforts to stem the violence. A Blue Mounds woman charged with killing her mother pleads guilty. According to online court records, 31-year-old Sierra Schoonover pleaded guilty but not guilty by reason of insanity to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. A criminal complaint stated that a neighbor called 911 after seeing Schoonover and her mother, Heather Schoonover, fighting in their driveway before Schoonover sped off after the fight. When authorities arrived at the home, they found Schoonover's mother in a bathroom with multiple stab wounds. Authorities then found Sierra Schoonover near a crashed vehicle with a frothy substance on her mouth and dried blood on her hand. A strange fraud case for Wisconsin Consumer Protection. Administrator Michelle Reinen says a recent victim rented a property from someone who wasn't the owner and didn't realize it until a leak flooded the building. The tenant began researching the property and found other contact information for their landlord and discovered it was listed really as a short-term vacation rental on Airbnb. Neither the victim nor the property owner were able to recoup the damages from the flood or the fraud. Reinen reminds you to research any property you're considering renting, including seeing if it's a real place and if the person offering a lease is the owner. Today is National White Cane Safety Day, a day recognizing those who are blind or have visual impairments. Shally Pittman reports.
The day was first signed into law over 60 years ago. Today, it's an educational day on white cane laws in states across the country, including in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period, but vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine, and it applies whenever a blind or visually impaired pedestrian is in the roadway. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk to get pedestrians to speed up. Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
We do not see you, or we don't see you well enough to be able to predict your movements. So having you follow the rules of the road is just, it's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month, which aims to reduce pedestrian fatalities and injuries. I'm Shally Pittman.
The Community Players presentation of Pride and Prejudice opened last weekend in a refurbished and reconstructed theater at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The Richland County Performing Arts Council worked hard to get the theater ready for the opening of this show. The old seats in place since 1913 had to be removed, along with the antique metal bulbs that were built into the floor to provide air conditioning. The entire floor was then reconstructed out of wood to make a completely new floor plan with greater space between rows. New seats with modern cushioning were then installed. New carpeting followed. The stage and walls of the theater were repainted. The whole building was rigorously cleaned and spiffed up. The production of Pride and Prejudice features 21 performers in period costumes. The play is a retelling of Jane Austen's most popular and well-known book, which has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and spawned many movies and television shows. It follows the fortunes of the Bennet family, where there are five daughters to marry off with limited dowries. The story's focus is the stormy relationship between their second daughter, Elizabeth, and the rich but snobbish Mr. Fitzwilliam Darcy. In addition to the romance, the book is celebrated for its social commentary on the times and witty writing. This weekend will include the venerable Jean Burkett as Lady Catherine de Bourgh. It will be shown Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding migratory bird hunters the importance of preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. During the fall hunting seasons, steps can be taken to protect the wetlands and waterways that support hunting traditions. Inspect all gear and remove all plants, animals, and mud. Drain all water from equipment and never move live fish or plants from one body of water to another. You can find more info at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 15th. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died last Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca. Jean Slaney, 89 of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jean Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains, given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene.